Leader!
Order, order.
Eyes down for a full House as Parliament enters its final weeks for this year. The calendar shows the House sitting through to Tuesday, December the 22nd, although it could go closer to Christmas Day the following Friday. Meanwhile, the main political event of the past week's adjournment was the subject of the first question for the Prime Minister, John Key, from opposition leader Phil Gough.
Why did he appoint Dr. Brash to chair the 2025 Task Force report, knowing that he would recommend what he has said consistently over 20 years if he didn't actually want to receive the recommendations that Dr. Brash was likely to make to him?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, two reasons. Firstly, because of Dr. Brash's long-standing credentials in the field of economics. And secondly, because it was part of the agreement we reached with the ACT Party.
The Prime Minister then rejected Mr. Gough's claim that the Brash report had been leaked by his office.
Is Task Force public relations consultant Matthew Hooton correct when he states that John Key's office had leaked it to Television New Zealand before it was released so that it could be dismissed before anybody had the chance to read it? And if so, Mr. Speaker, does he make it his regular practice to leak embarrassing documents about Rodney Hyde?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, well, two things. If anyone needs a PR consultant, it's Phil Gough. But anyway, we'll come back to that in a moment. But the second point is, no, I can utterly refute those accusations, Mr. Speaker. I was in Trinidad. A question was asked to me by the media when they were there. There was no information passed by my office to any media outlet.
The Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Mr. Speaker.
Order, order, order. I've called the Honourable Leader of the Opposition. The Honourable
supplementary question, Mr. Speaker. If he categorically denies the truth of Matthew Hooton's statement that his office leaked this to TVNZ, will he also categorically deny that his office leaked to the media information about Rodney Hyde's trip with his girlfriend to Hawaii?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, yes, I can categorically deny that.
Order. And in response to opposition questions about the controversial plan to establish factory dairy farming in the Mackenzie Basin, the Prime Minister said the proposal was open to submissions to Environment Canterbury.
Those submissions are open till the 18th of December. And it might also be helpful to point out that the National Animal Welfare Advisory Committee, NAWAC, which advises the government on these issues, has recently developed a dairy welfare code, which has been through a review process with the interested bodies. Code is yet to be finalised and published, but the Minister of Agriculture advised me he's asked for an urgent advice on the specific issue in relation to that code.
Although John Key was on hand to answer questions as Prime Minister, he was suddenly unavailable when it came to question number 12, addressed to him as the Minister for Ministerial Services. The question was from Labour's Pete Hodgson.
I seek leave for this question to be put across to the next speaking day. The Minister responsible for Ministerial Services has just skipped out of the
Order. The member mustn't. He's seeking leave that this question be deferred to the next sitting day. Is there any objection to that course of action? There is objection.
I think he's in the lobby.
The Honourable Pete Hodgson will put his question.
Despite Mr. Hodgson's belief that the Prime Minister was just outside in the lobby, the Speaker insisted he put his question.
Has Honourable Bill English received a self-drive car? If so, what requirements, if any, are placed on where such cars should be located?
The question was answered by Gerry Brownlee.
On behalf of the Minister responsible for Ministerial Services, yes, all Ministers are entitled to one self-drive car for use at their discretion, and since May of this year there have not been any requirements as to where that car should be located.
And Mr. Hodgson questioned the Minister's approval of different locations for Mr. English's residence and ministerial vehicle.
Why in his ministerial role did he sign off his colleague as living in Dipton in February, but signed off that same colleague as needing his car in Wellington in May?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister responsible for Ministerial Services, the first point is that it's the Speaker who signs off on where people are determined to have their primary place of residence. And the second thing is that I was most uninterested in where Ministers garaged their self-drive cars. Given the circumstances this country faced, that was of bugger-all relevance.
Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, answering on behalf of Ministerial Services Minister, John Key.
That report from Rees Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.